It's Chinny Boom, four in front. Mr. Encore holding down second. Step This Way, then she's winning Priscilla Miss, but it's all Chinny Boom down past the 100. 10 in front of Mr. Encore, then she's winning it. But this is very, very good. Chinny Boom by 8. Mr. Encore runs second. She's winning third.
Very, very good indeed. That was yesterday, the race meeting at Rockhampton. Chinny Boom went around at the Black Caviar odds of $1.07, and it was a Black Caviar-like performance, breaking the track record and making it 4 from 4. Trainer Clinton Taylor joins us this morning. Clinton, congratulations. What have you got on your hands?
Oh, I'm not too sure just yet. I think she's something quite special.
Smash the track record.
Yeah. Look, it was no surprise for her to beat him that way, but me to take that much off the track record was quite a surprise, and it was good to see.
You're going to have to head to town.
Yeah, that's the plan. That's always been the plan from start. You know, both of these were used as trials to set her up. She'll head. I've picked out two races for her. We'll make a decision in the next couple of days, but there's a couple of nice races coming up for her.
What's her background? She's a daughter of Spirit of Boom. How did you get her?
So she was put through the March Magic Mean sale. I was quite interested in there. I actually trained her sister, and she went quite good. She failed x-rays, so she was passed in, and the owner was kind enough to send her up to me to train.
Because she was bought at the March sale at the Magic Millions, does that make her eligible for the suite of any of the rich races in January?
Yeah, she was paid up for all of the Magic Millions races, so she's eligible for all those races.
Massive result that she can head to the Gold Coast in January.
Yeah, that's for sure. Look, I've only been training a short time, and he's been a terrific owner of mine, Mark. And, I know he's had plenty of offers and plenty of trainers ringing to say they'd take her on. But, you know, he's stuck solid, and he said she's not for sale, and we're going to have a bit of fun, he said. So that's great for me.
You mentioned you trained the sister. What's this one like? Describe it to us.
Oh, look, she's just got a good horse's attitude. She's so laid back. She goes about her business. She goes to sleep in the tights before the race, but as soon as that jockey goes on, it's game day. But she's a beautiful type, man. She's got a beautiful action. You would have seen her yesterday. She's got that daisy cutter action, and she can really run.
Any memory or any knowledge of how long-standing that track record at Rocky had been?
I was told this morning 14 years, they said.
Wow.
So
when she first came into your stable and you gave her a first piece of work, did she show you that you had something pretty special?
Yeah, myself and I got a really good mate up here, Mark Lehman. Mark was a very good country jockey in his day, and we've done a lot of work with her. As I said, I knew the family, and they can get caught up in the bridle and want to overdo things. And, as of her first couple of three quarters, she worked out what was going on, and we did our best to hide her away as best we could, and pull first up, and she won very impressively. But she's been one that's shown me something right from the start.
You've done well then, because the flux on her debut were 230 out to 290. You must have had a little win.
Yeah, it was a good day. There was another quite promising horse in the north up here, Just Super. He was there, and he'd been winning trials and was quite spruced. So we backed ourselves that we thought we could win, and the owner had quite a good collect.
What was that like? How long have you been training for to set one up first up and go in there? The adrenaline must have been pumping.
Yeah, look, I've been training by my own right for 4 years, but, I've been involved in plenty of stables before. But, to do it under my own right and to have a horse this with this much potential this early in my career, it's quite good.
Massive thrill. Some of the trainers you've worked for, have able to give you a measure of what a good horse looks and feels like?
Oh, look, I never work for any of the big top liners. My father, Garnet, trains. He had a few, good tab horses, and I was foreman for Les Ross for a few years. But, in my time, what I've seen, I don't think I'd ever dealt with anything like this. This horse does things that I haven't seen horses do, she does it with ease. So.
They're not easy to get, are they? Yeah, this is a very fortunate position you're in, and I guess there's a lot of nerves too.
Look, there's a big pressure involved now, but that's what I'm in it for. I've always said, I want to go and play with the big boys one day, and look, I've got my chance, I think. And, she's she's pretty special. You know, she's running time, and you know, can she go any faster? Well, I can't really tell you because I've never had anything push her. But I mean, times don't lie, I guess, and she's just smashing the clock.
So where to now?
Look, I've picked out two races in Brisbane. There's the Fillies and Mares 1200, which is, you know, that's a box we've yet to tick, the 1200. But look, she looks that she would. Or we wait and go 3 weeks into Eagle Farm, 1,000 metres. I'll sit down and with the owner in the next day or so, and we'll analyse it all and see. But the most importantly is her welfare, and she's pulled up terrific this morning, and she's in the ice boots there this morning, and she's licked the bin. So that's the most important thing, her welfare. That's where she'll go, wherever's the best for her.
I know it's racing's quite big up in the north of Queensland. What, has she created a bit of a buzz around town?
Oh, yeah. It's all quite crazy. This phone hasn't stopped ringing. And it's been quite a thing. As I said, the owner's phone was saying there's plenty of people trying to get her. But holding on to her will be tough enough, I think, because the money offers are getting quite large. But, you know, Mark stuck solid and said she's definitely not for sale. So, anyway, I've just got to do my job.
Just remind us, because the boom had gone off the Spirit of Booms a bit when with the failed X-rays. How much did you and the owner pay for it that March sale?
Oh, well, he actually owned her and put her through the sale.
Right.
So she was passed in for $50,000. That was a reserve, and she didn't meet that reserve. So, he actually owns it. He's in the box there. He's got he's got mum and a half-sister and a full brother or sister to hit the ground the next few days. So, life's quite good for Mark at the moment.
Has Mark got plenty of money? Because you want him to keep batting away these big offers.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't ask him them kind of questions. All I can see here is he's an A-grade person. Him and Corinne, his partner, you know, they've been massive supporters of myself and Aaron. And look, you know, if anyone ever deserves a good horse, it's him, and he's always said he's never owned a horse that's won a race in Brisbane, and he said that's all he's ever wanted to do. So he probably gets his chance, I think.
How long's the flight trip from Rocky to Brisbane?
Oh, about 7 hours. We'll split it up for her. We'll take her down a week or so before, and we'll get her down there and let her settle in. And we've done it with success quite regularly, so I don't think the flight trip's any worry. She's pretty laid back and handles that kind of thing.
Hope we haven't mozzed you by getting you on Melbourne radio.
No, that's all good. Hopefully I'm down that way one day.
I was going to say, we want to see you down here in the... you're going to go to Queensland over summer, so autumn might be a bit tight, but we'll look for you down here anyway.
Yeah, no, I look forward to that. Nothing better than if I could get a horse to get down that way. But look, first things first, let's just tick the box of Brisbane, and she can repeat the last couple of performances down there in the same sort of fashion. The hype about her will be quite high.
Absolutely. It's the stuff dreams are made of. Clinton, enjoy the ride.
Oh, thanks very much. Thanks for the call.